Community Radio.
It's about real people.
Not sound bites.
Not more talking heads.
Not on this show.
Interchange is a community access media forum fostering unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Conversations that challenge the ways we perceive the world around us.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to this special Winter Holidays edition of Interchange. My name is Tom Healy, and for the next hour, we'll celebrate the season in words, music, and song. Pick a holiday, any holiday. Hanukkah, winter solstice, Kwanzaa, Yule, Saturnalia, Twelfth Night, St. Stephen's Day, the Feast of Fools, eating, drinking, and gathering together with friends, and listening to good music, and acting the fool is a big part of the season. So sit back and relax while we enjoy the sounds of the winter holidays.
As promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year and every year. Welcome Yule.
The sun, it shines so clear. sun it shines so clear. Oh, awake, for the world looks wonderful. You send your beams to earth,
giving flowers the birth,
and looking to the sky,
they see a diamond eye,
livening sap and cell.
They love you very well,
and answering the first light's ring,
da 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 da, push their petals back and sing, da 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 da. Push their petals back and sing, da 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 da. Sleepers, awaken! The night has gone and taken your darkest fears and left you here, and the sun it shines so clear, and the sun it shines so clear. Oh, awake, for the world looks wonderful.
You're listening to a special Winter Holidays edition of Interchange. I'm your host, Tom Healy.
Awakening in the middle of a prodigiously tough snore, and sitting up in bed to get his thoughts together, Scrooge had no occasion to be told that the bell was again upon the stroke of one. He felt that he was restored to consciousness in the right nick of time for the especial purpose of holding a conference with the second messenger dispatched to him through Jacob Marley's intervention. But finding that he turned uncomfortably cold when he began to wonder which of his curtains this spectre would draw back, he put them everyone aside with his own hands, and lying down again, established a sharp lookout all round his bed, for he wished to challenge the spirit on the moment of its appearance, and he did not wish to be taken by surprise and made nervous. Now, being prepared for almost anything, he was not by any means prepared for nothing. And consequently, when the bell struck one and no shape appeared, he was taken with a violent fit of trembling. But all this time he lay upon his bed, the very core and center of a blaze of ruddy light which streamed upon it when the clock proclaimed the hour, and which, being only light, was more alarming than a dozen ghosts, as he was powerless to make out what it meant. At last, he began to think that the source and secret of this ghostly light might be in the adjoining room, from whence, on further tracing it, it seemed to shine. This idea taking full possession of his mind, he got up softly and shuffled in his slippers to the door. It was his own room. There was no doubt about that, but it had undergone a surprising transformation. The walls and ceiling were so hung with living green that it looked a perfect grove, from every part of which bright gleaming berries glistened. The crisp leaves of holly, mistletoe, and ivy reflected back the light as if so many little mirrors had been scattered there. And such a mighty blaze went roaring up the chimney as that dull petrification of a hearth had never known in Scrooge's time. Heaped stacked upon the floor to form a kind of throne were turkeys, geese, game, poultry, brawn, great joints of meat, sucking pigs, long wreaths of sausages, mince pies, plum puddings, barrels of oysters, red-hot chestnuts, cherry-cheeked apples, juicy oranges, luscious pears, and seething bowls of punch that made the chamber dim with their delicious steam. In easy state upon this couch there sat a giant, glorious to see, who bore a glowing torch in shape not unlike Plenty's horn, and held it up, high up, to shed its light on Scrooge as he came peeping round the door. "Come in! Come in and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me." The ghost was clothed in one simple deep green robe, bordered with white fur. This garment hung so loosely on the figure that its capacious breast was bare. Its feet, observable beneath the ample folds of the garment, were also bare, and on its head it wore no other covering than a holly wreath, set here and there with shining icicles. Its dark brown curls were long and free, free as its genial face, its sparkling eye, its open hand, its unconstrained demeanor, and its joyful air. Girded round its middle was an antique scabbard, but no sword was in it, and the ancient sheath was eaten up with rust. "You have never seen the like of me before?"
"Never."
"Have never walked forth with the younger members of my family, meaning, for I am very young, my elder brothers born in these later years?"
"I don't think I have. I am afraid I have not. Have you had many brothers, Spirit?"
"More than 1,800.
A tremendous family to provide for."
The ghost of Christmas present rose. "Touch my robe."
Scrooge did as he was told and held it fast. All vanished instantly. The room, the fire, the ruddy glow, the hour of night. And they stood in the city's streets on Christmas morning.
Hark! The time is drawing near.
The chimes were ringing the 11:15 at that moment.
Spirit, forgive me if I am not justified in what I ask, but I see something strange and not belonging to yourself protruding from your skirts. Is it a foot or a claw?
It might be a claw for all the flesh that is upon it. Look here. From the foldings of its robe, it brought two children. Wretched, abject, frightful, hideous, miserable. They knelt down at its feet and clung upon the outside of its garment. "Oh, man, look here. Look. Look down here." They were a boy and a girl, yellow, meager, ragged, scowling, wolvish, but prostrate, too, in their humility. Where graceful youth should have filled their features out and touched them with its freshest tints, a stale and shriveled hand, like that of age, had pinched and twisted them and pulled them into shreds. Where angels might have sat enthroned, devils lurked and glared out menacing. No change, no degradation, no perversion of humanity in any grade through all the mysteries of wonderful creation has monsters half so horrible and dread. Scrooge started back, appalled.
"Spirit, are they yours?"
"They are man's. Beware them both, and all of their degree. But most of all, beware this boy, for on his brow I see that written which is doom, unless the writing be erased. This boy is ignorance. This girl is want. Deny it. Slander those who tell it ye. Admit it for your factious purposes and make it worse. And bide the end."
Have they no refuge or resource? Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? The bell struck 12.
That was Fishbone with Just Call Me Scrooge. You're listening to a special winter holidays edition of Interchange. We'll be right back.
I ain't talking just to tease people like you that don't grow on trees. Look at you, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Happy New Year! I love you. Have good cheer. I love you. Good girl. Got my baby. My best love. Happiness. Good girl. I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind? Be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good cheer. I love you, James Brown, love you. You're lucky so and so. Like a sweet melody, I'm a lucky so-and-so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. I love you. I love you. Won't take nobody else. I can't stand myself. Good God, I got a heart full of love for the whole wide world.
Welcome back to this special winter holiday edition of Interchange. I'm your host, Tom Healy. Humor is a big part of the holiday season, and we think we have just the person to help us out. Jonathan Winters with Granny's Holiday Fruitcake.
Hi, y'all. Here I am, Granny, from my spotless little kitchen in the suburbs. Well, holiday time is here again. And I've had many requests to give my wonderful recipe for my spicy fruitcake. The good one, you know, that secret one. Well, let's get down to business. We start by digging out a great old big mixing bowl like the one I got here. Oh, the bigger the better. This one I made in ceramics class at the Women's House of Correction. That's when I was younger. Oh, what a time. This bowl measures fully 5 feet across. I was in a long time. Let me off for good behavior. Well, we use a big old canoe paddle for a mixer. Now we're ready to put in all the secret ingredients. First, 3 pounds of dates. Next, 2 quarts of brandy. And taste. 3 pounds of mixed nuts. 2 quarts of brandy. Taste. 3 pounds of dried plums, mixed well. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Say, it's really getting that old holiday zing, ain't it? How about that? Now, 2 rounds of raisins. 2 pounds of raisins. 3 quarts of brandy. Taste. Oh, it's wonderful, ain't it? Zowie, I like the holidays. 10 pounds of cherries. 5 quarts of brandy. Ah, heck, make it 10. What the devil? Mix well, and taste. Shazam, I'm Captain Marvel. Oh, bring on Richard Burton. I don't care. 2 cans of Ajax. 15 quarts of beautiful golden hoots. I haven't felt like this since I went hunting with my mother-in-law. She lingered 3 days. Lean over and take another taste. Now, there you go, the old mixing bowl, honey. Now, who cares? Stay in there. It's a great place to spend the holidays. Let me taste it.
Okay, kiddies, it's Christmas Eve. Time for Betty Bye. Look, what story in you hit the sack, huh?
All right, Uncle Stan. How about The Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean the poem. Say it, please. Huh, please.
Okay. Close your eyes, huh? Now, get the picture. I was this here a dark night, see? And there was, snow. And this house was sitting out there, see? And Mom and I were settling down for a long winter's nap. She in her black denim kerchief and I in my motorcycle cap, see? And there arose these here hooves on the roofs, hoofs on the roof. I tell you what it was more like a clatter up there. You got the picture?
But Uncle Stan, do it from the start, like 'twas the night before.
Okay. Close your eyes, huh? 'Twas the night before,
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, the children were snestled all smug in their beds. Well, they weren't exactly snestled, you know. They were, I tell you, I had these here visions of, you know, like sweet plums.
Sugar plums.
Look, just close your eyes, huh?
Okay, Uncle Stan, but when does the Santa Claus part come?
I'm coming to it. I get the picture, huh? Remember when I told you about that there roof, what there arose out of such a clatter of on there? Remember?
Yes.
Well, that clatter come from this little bitty sleigh, what was fastened like to these 8 tiny deers, what had the deer feet, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, this sleigh was drove by a guy what had whiskers, kind of like Mitch Miller, only white. You dig?
I dig.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks, Well, what he had was this here jelly belly. I mean, he was pretty funny, but with that ho, ho, ho and all, and I had a laugh like in spite of myself, you know?
But Uncle Stan...
Close your eyes, huh?
But the reindeer, you forgot where St. Nick whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Oh, okay, well, I'm coming to that. Get the picture, huh? You ready for the name?
Yes, yes.
Sure you're snestled in your bed?
I'm snestled.
Okay, here they come, boy. Now, Dasher. How's his name, see? Now, Dasher. Now, Dancer. Now, Prancer. Now, Marilyn. Now, Gina.
Hold it.
Now, Lola.
Hold it.
Brigida.
Uncle Stan.
Them are dear names.
It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Close your eyes, huh? Remember that jelly belly fella I told you about was steering the deers?
Yes.
Well, he came sliding through his hair fireplace, spread a bunch of toys around, and took off, you know? And, as he silly wanted against the moon there, he looked over his shoulder and, he hollered a darling ad lib, which escapes me for the moment.
Uncle Stan's asleep, but what St. Nick really said was, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Okay, they get the picture.
Close your eyes, huh?
That was Stan Freberg with The Night Before Christmas. You're listening to a special winter holidays edition of Interchange. I'm your host, Tom Healy. And now, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Hey, old dad, all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, one, two, three, four!
Talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers, very sunset, be rhetoric, being a swing as much care as the little.
All we are saying, is give booze a chance. All we are saying, is give booze a chance.
Everybody's drinking up vodka, Africa, pink gin, Zuspins, bitter.
Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no. You know what I mean, a record.
That's all. Put you on the next piece, eyes.
Macrobiotic, man.
Christmas in jail, I had a little too much to drink. I ain't got no bail, got a pea in a pail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve at the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, sipped my car to 75. I ran right into you can guess who, and let's say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. I wore my shoes out pacing the floor. I got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in June, Christmas in June. I wore my shoes out facing the floor. I got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more, no. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more, no. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum
dum. That was the Bobs with Christmas in Jail. WFHB reminds you to celebrate responsibly during this holiday season. And now we'll celebrate a little diversity with Ray Stevens and Redneck Christmas.
We're having a redneck Christmas with traditional possum stew. We're having a redneck Christmas, pork salad and rabbit too.
Yum, yum.
Got a whole new char, red man, my brand new spit cook. And I got my wife a new set of retreads for my pickup truck.
Ain't he the sweetest
guy? Whoa, ain't never seen that reindeer, but we painted the bull's nose red. Put runners under the outhouse, and we're using it for a sled. Lights on all the cars.
Oh, oh, oh.
I love a redneck Christmas. It's a simple kind of life. You buy one gift and that takes care of your cousin and your wife. I went downtown, seen Santa Claus, give a dollar to one of them eggs.
He goes shorty.
So Santa bring a man. Hunger stockings on the stove. Hope Santa brings us big stuff, cause the little stuff falls through the toe. We're having a redneck Christmas with homemade moonshine eggnog. I took a little swig, thought it needed more kick, throwed in a little toady frog.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Johnny is a little brat. I'm a gonna tan his hide.
Well, he darn near ruined our pussycat.
I'm a gonna tan his hide.
Before the cat could shift her gears, Johnny grabbed Grandma's pink and shears, and he cut her tail off behind her ears.
I'm a gonna tan his hide. Oh, he's a getting nothing for Christmas. He's a getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
One night I took him out to dine.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
His table manners weren't so fine.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Mashing taters with his toes, pouring gravy on my clothes, and a shoving string beans up my nose.
I'm a gonna tan his hide. Oh, he's a getting nothing for Christmas. He's a getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny, and that's what he's gonna get.
Thank you. I set Johnny on my knees. I'm gonna tan his hide. Well, I told him about the birds and bees. I'm gonna tan his hide. Soon my brain was in a whirl, and my hair began to curl, 'cause he told me about boys and girls. I'm gonna tan his hide. So you better be good whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm a-warning you. Johnny boy, if you ain't good, I'm gonna tell Santa Claus you're a midget. And you'll get nothing for Christmas.
Oh, little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
You don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day. Get gone, go away.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost.
L.J. Frost, get lost.
Lost!
Peggy Lee and Bing Crosby tell Little Jack Frost to get lost. Before that, Homer and Jethro, Got Nothing for Christmas. You're listening to a special winter holidays edition of Interchange, and I'm your host, Tom Healy.
They know Santa Claus on the evening stage. They know where to pull the curtain and hide from hunger's rage. There ain't no town to stop in. There ain't no time to stop in. There ain't no straw for my horse. There ain't no straw for my bed. There ain't no comfort in cold boat. There ain't no room or food for my stomach. And someday I'm gonna be saved. 'Cause I gotta eat and drink and breathe and sleep, and I'm a slave. Down in Harmony's Grotto, they were so dying and leaving every second on the evening stage. They were so dying and rotten and picking some new kind of cotton with his fingers broken in his heart back and forgotten. And there ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage.
You're listening to a special winter holidays edition of Interchange. I'm your host, Tom Healy.
The wren, oh the wren, he's the king of all birds. On St. Stephen's Day he got caught in the fur. So it's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for to bury the wren? Hop and bop and diddle it out, diddle 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 hop dum diddle out, diddle 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 diddle. Well, it's Christmas time, that's why we're here. Please be good enough to give us an ear, for we'll sing and we'll dance if you give us a chance, and we won't be coming back for another whole year. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, dip it up and fiddle it up, a doop and bop and fiddle it up, a doop and dip and bum. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, hop and bop and fiddle it up, dip and bop and fiddle it up, dum da da doop dum. We'll play Kerry Ball, cause they're real hot stuff. We'll play the Mason's Apron and the Pinch of Snuff. John Maroney's Jig and the Donegal Reel. Music made to put a spring in your heel. Hop and bop and fiddle it up, hop and bop and diddle it up, 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 hop and bop and diddle it up, 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 diddle it. If there's a drink in the house, would it make itself known before I sing a song called The Banks of the Loan? A drink with lubrication in it for me poor dry throat, then I sing like a linnet. Hop and pop and fiddle it up, hop and pop and diddle it and doop and tap, diddle it up, diddle it dum. Hop and pop and dump a diddle it, diddle it, doop and tap, diddle it, diddle it, diddle dum. Oh, please give us something for the little bird's wake. A big lump of pudding or some Christmas cake. A fistful of goose and a hot cup of tea. And then we'll all be going on our way. Hop and bop and fiddle dum, diddle daddle diddle daddle, doop and bop and fiddle dum, diddle diddle dum. Ha dum dum diddle dum, diddle dum, diddle dum, diddle dum, bop and fiddle dum, dum dum diddle dum. Oh, the wren, he's the king of all birds. And since Stephen's Day, he got caught in the fur. So it's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for to bury the wren?
That was the Chieftains with the Wren and the Furs. And now, a few words from Washington Irving. Now Christmas is come, let us beat on the drum, and call all our neighbors together. And when they appear, let us make them such cheer as will keep out the wind and the weather.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus, boy, if he could only see us, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
couldn't pull him through.
Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the so happy.
I'm Tom Healy, thanking you for listening to the special Winter Holidays edition of Interchange. Our assistant producer, Elf, is Shane Young, who helped engineer tonight's program. Interchange producer, Elf, is William Morris. Executive producer, Elf, is Chad Carruthers. Original Elfum theme music by Jamil Effiam. Thanks also to Chris Lieber and the elves at Ripple Effects for special services rendered. And Patrick O'Hara. Thank you. Stay tuned for House of Jazz with Tillman Elf coming up next.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Written and produced entirely by volunteers working in the studios of Community Radio WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana.
Interchange fosters unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Comments, suggestions, and program ideas may be sent directly to the Interchange staff.
The email address is news@wfhb.org.
That address once again is news@wfhb.org.